The most valuable player in baseball. It's Mom.
Support for The Range comes from McCown Gordon Construction and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Welcome to The Range, stories about where we live and the people who live here. I'm Tom Schein. Coming up, we discuss the business side of baseball with the president of the Wichita Wind Surge. And we're back on the bus, and this time we get some perspective from the driver's seat. But first, let's get down to business with these headlines. Bombardier is going all in on business aviation. The Canadian company said this week it was selling its train business to focus exclusively on its $7 billion business jet portfolio. The company builds its Learjet 75 Liberty in West Wichita. It also runs a business jet service center and customer response center here. The national apartment website rentcafe.com says the average monthly rent for a Wichita apartment in January was $662. That's up about $20 from a year ago, but still the cheapest of any city in the state. By comparison, the highest average rent for an apartment in Kansas is $1,300 in Prairie Village. And the Wichita Regional Chamber of Commerce has bestowed its annual Keeper of the Plains Award to the new Cargill Protein headquarters on East Douglas. The award recognizes outstanding architectural achievement. Cargill's building replaced the former home of the Wichita Eagle, where I worked for 37 years. It was a wonderful place, but certainly not an outstanding architectural achievement. In the second grade, Jay Miller wrote a paper saying he planned to make a living in baseball. And he has, not as a player, but as a front office executive for 38 years. As spring training begins, we talk with Miller, president of the Wichita Wind Surge, about the team's most important fan.
You got to get Mom, because Mom decides what the family does. I had a mom in Round Rock that came up to me and asked if I was Jay Miller. And I said, well, I don't know. You know how that goes. And I go, are you mad? And she goes, no, as a matter of fact, you know, I am not a baseball fan. I don't even like baseball, but I've been to 30 games this year at least. And my kids have a ball on the basketball court or the rock climbing wall or the speed pitch or the swimming pool or all the amenities that we had at the ballpark. And she says, I've learned to become a fan just because it's cheap entertainment where I can bring my family. And the moms are who you really got to attract, because Mom decides a lot of times what the family's doing.
What does Mom want at the ballpark?
Mom wants a clean restroom. Clean restrooms are very important. So they want it clean, and they want affordable pricing, and they want stuff for their kids to do.
In 2018, average attendance for AAA baseball was about 6,600 fans a game. Will Wichita be over or under that number in 2020?
I'm going to go over. I'm going to say we're going to be over that. With the berm, with the club, with the suites, with the seats, everything that we have, I think our capacity is going to be around 9,000. With all the things we do, with the fireworks, the giveaways, the group nights, etc., I'm going to take us at the over.
You're going to have events about every night of the season?
Yes, we'll have something going on every night. And then, you know, we've told people, and we mean this, we're going to be a multi-use facility too. We plan on having high school baseball, high school football. That stadium, our goal is to use it around 200 nights a year.
You can read more of my interview with Jay Miller at KMEW.org. Take the 16 to 26 bus route that loops through South Wichita, and you might enjoy the pleasure of having Juan Arriaga as your driver. On this month's En Route, Beth Gallet takes a ride with the self-described Cali Boy.
I've been a driver for almost, if I'm correct, 6 years. I was doing our routes for 4 years. I was doing different routes every day, from 21 to 11, trolleys, all kinds of stuff. Now I'm on this one, 1626, which is South Seneca and Hydraulic. We go to South High. So I see a lot of students. And, you know, that's pretty cool, because it kind of makes you go back to where I was in that age, you know, to where I used to ride the bus all the time, and you get to interact with them. Hey, how's your day going? They're pretty serious at first. They'll get up and, here's my pass. But then after a while, they're like, hey, they see you every day. So, you know, that's one of the things that I really have enjoyed on this route, that I get to interact with young kids. And sometimes, you know, you got to put your voice out there like, hey, this is not good. Make sure you do this right. And, no, don't go this way. Go this way. Because, you know, stuff like that. But I've seen a big change.
Do you ride the bus?
I try to ride the bus. I like shopping. Watches and shoes are my weakness. Dressing shoes. And sometimes what I do is I'll park right there on the Transit Center parking and take 21 up to Greenwich, or I take 12 up to Mace. I lived in Wichita for 11 years now. And I was just on a vacation trip. That's how I got here. I ended up staying. Just because of people, and I feel comfortable. I feel me, like, no pressure. A lot cheaper. Way, way cheaper. And that's how everything started here, just on a two-week vacation. I'm from L.A.
Stop requested.
Being a Cali boy, I go by left and right. When I got here, I know they used west, east, north, south. And I told my supervisor, I said, hey, buddy, do me a favor. Tell me go left and go right. Because if you tell me go south and go east or go, I'm going to get lost pretty sure. So that's one of the things right now where I'm learning. From Route 16 to 26, I am Juan Arriaga.
En route is where riders share their stories as they navigate our city. Listen for a new conversation each month. And one last thing. During the 1980s, close to 2 million people made the long trek to the Kansas Coliseum to watch the Wichita Wings indoor soccer team. Many of those fans knew little about soccer, but they knew what fun looked like, and the Wings were fun. A documentary filmed tomorrow at the Orpheum, God Save the Wings, will transport us back to a time of orange satin jackets and mullets, and fun. Thanks for joining us on the range. Today's show was produced by Stephen Basaha, Nadia Foe, and Lou Ann Stevens. Torrin Anderson composed our theme music. I'm Tom Schein, and this is KMUW NPR for Wichita.